Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Just a reminder, the phone lines are open. And for anybody who wants to call in, the question, the hotline is 347-426-3543. And please call with any issues, any questions about any topic, because it makes it a lot more interesting when people call in and want to learn more about the town or have an opinion about the town that they want to have heard. My guest tonight is Colleen Finnegan, and she is the liaison for the Mayor's Teen Advisory Council. And we're going to be talking about some of the exciting things that we are working on for younger residents. But first, I want to do a few announcements, as I always do. I'd like to start by wishing everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. This is my last show of 2015. It's been an exciting and productive year, and I'm looking forward to 2016. We have a lot of great things planned. There's new parks that are going to be opening. There's a great Summerfest to look forward to, and much, much more. First off, our recycling grant. We had received, over the last 5 years, we've had an average of $125,000 from the New Jersey Recycling Tonnage Grant, and that's based upon the amount of recycling we do in town. And that five-year average included the year with Sandy, where actually our recycling was rather high. It was $187,000 that particular year, because unfortunately there was a lot of recycling that was going on of appliances that were damaged in the storm. Well, we really worked hard over the past year to increase our recycling, especially at the schools as well as at businesses around town. And we're proud to announce that we received this year $280,227.73, which is 124% increase from our highest year, which was due to Sandy. And that's this is all due in part because of the hard work of Glenn Campbell, who's the Director of Public Works, Trish Totaro, who is our new recycling coordinator, who's really been working closely with the schools and businesses, and Councilman Jim Fosman works on the DPW committee, council committee, and he's the chairman of that. So they've all worked very diligently in trying to increase it, and the 124% increase is unbelievable. So congratulations to everybody, and congratulations to BRIC. We're actually receiving that nice grant of $280,000. Another financial news, our Moody's rating. We have maintained our AA2 for long-term and the MIG1, which is the highest offered by Moody's for our short-term notes. And that was just announced over right after Thanksgiving. And they sent the report in, and the main reason why we were able to receive the highest offered by Moody's was because of the surplus level that we have. We have about $8 million in surplus at the end of the year. Now, leading up to the election, a lot of people were criticizing, some opponents were criticizing the amount of surplus and saying it's a waste of money. We shouldn't do it. We shouldn't have a surplus. Where we obviously argue with that on a number of levels. One, you always want to have a savings account as a rainy day account in case some emergency happens, such as Sandy or some type of blizzard or something else that we haven't experienced yet. But number two, it helps with this Moody's rating. And why this rating is so important is because it actually impacts the amount, the interest rate that we have to pay. So when we do huge projects or we buy trucks or if we build a park, if we pave roads, we don't have that cash on hand. We don't pay that in cash. We actually borrow that money and then eventually pay it back over a number of years depending on what type of project it is. And the interest rate is low the higher Moody's rating you have. Now that we have the highest Moody's rating, we're going to have super low interest rates and can borrow money at a lot less expense, which puts more money in every single taxpayer's pocket. So having the surplus in the township is actually putting more money into the taxpayers' pockets, and it's just a strong and very smart financial way to do things. And I'm glad we have that surplus. I'm glad the people who were against the surplus didn't raid the surplus and try to spend the surplus because not only we wouldn't have it any longer, and if an emergency happened, I remember a couple years ago, before I was on council, there was a quote from somebody who said, we don't anticipate any emergencies, so we're okay with our surplus being $48,000. Now we have up to $8 million, and we're ready for an emergency. Hopefully one never comes, but it helps us out also on the borrowing side. So it's great news. Next up, BMAC, they're sponsoring a 5-session program called Parenting an Athlete, and it's Thursdays from January 14th all the way to February 11th, and it's from 6 o'clock till 7:30 p.m. at the Civic Plaza. The program is free, and it's for parents of kids ages 11 through 18 who are involved or considered in becoming involved in a sport. There's information on the BRIC website on how to sign up, so visit www.bricktownship.net. And it's really going to be an enlightening program. It's 5 sessions, and again, it's from January 14th to February 11th. It's not mandatory that you have to attend all 5, so if you can't make one, just try to make the others. And it's going to be a lot of information about how when some athletes get injured, a lot of doctors prescribe some pretty heavy prescription drugs, which unfortunately studies have showed that when the kids get prescribed legally these prescription drugs, a lot of them get addicted and end up then taking them illegally, and it turns into it's a heroin problem. And it's a really good session for all parents of athletes. And now I'd like to welcome my guest, Colleen Finnegan. Before I do, I want to remind everybody of the phone number. Again, it's 347-426-3543. And it would be great if you had a question about our topic, which is the Mayor's Teen Advisory Council, for Colleen and myself. But again, you can call about anything. And if Colleen can answer, she can. Or I will answer it myself. And if I don't know the answer, because a lot of times I will not, I'll take your information down, I'll research it, and get back to you at a later date. So please call in with any comments or questions. But right now I'd like to welcome Colleen. How are you, Colleen?
Hello, Mayor Ducey. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. Thank you for joining us. You're doing a great job. And I know, even though it's, we try to advertise it on social media, and I do speak about it, and it has been in our BRIC Pride newsletter. Why don't you tell everybody kind of how you got involved with the town and exactly what you're doing?
Sure. Well, I got involved in the town a couple of years back. I got involved in the high schools. I love working with high school kids and helping them to create positive change in both their school and their community. So I first started working in a BRIC high school through school-based services in developing a club called the Society of Influencers and Game Changers. And we worked with those kids to kind of be the insider kids on creating a positive school climate through different projects in the school. And that has, led into other programs and projects, which kickstarted the BRIC Hero Awards, which we just had a couple of weeks ago, earlier in the month, and also led into developing the Mayor's Teen Advisory Committee, which is made up from high school kids from both sides of town who are all teens, who really believe that their role is also important in making their community and in their school a better place, and that, we do want to hear the voices of our kids because they are the citizens of tomorrow. They're the residents that, may stay here and help this town flourish for years to come. So it's very important that, we're on the same page with them as, in terms of goals and ideas and where we want our town to move and the good things that we can all accomplish.
Yes, and I want to thank you for that, because that was when I first became mayor, I had a 100-day plan, and one of the things on there was to create a Mayor's Teen Advisory Council, and it was because we did have a Mayor's Senior Advisory Council, and it's that's also an awesome program, because what we do for that program is we have one representative from each of the senior communities, and then one representative of the housing authority, as well as a couple of seniors at large, meaning for the rest of the town. And what we do at those meetings is we discuss issues in town. They go back to their clubhouses and they inform their residents, and they also ask me questions that their residents ask them, and it's a great back and forth with seniors. So I thought to myself, well, I know the seniors are kind of taken care of with that program, but yeah, nobody's listening to the kids and what do the kids want out of their town, which I think is an important aspect, even though they can't vote yet, but they should definitely have a say in what types of programs and activities that they'd like to see, because we want to make their life better, and so they really enjoy living in BRIC. And when they go away to college, they always think to themselves, I want to make sure I go back to BRIC because it was such a great place to grow up. So thank you for all your hard work and putting it together.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. What I love about the program is that I think it teaches good citizenship and it teaches the value of your voice. And if you don't learn that when you're younger, you have a hard time as an adult catching up on that lesson. And to give kids the opportunity to get their voices heard and to train them in what good citizenship means, the ripple effects are so bountiful. So it's just really great to be involved in a program where kids are actually being heard and their voices are taken seriously and you respond to them on their different ideas and thoughts and you talk through their ideas. And, you know, I think it's very unique. I don't see anything like that in other towns and communities. So I applaud you for being so open-minded and clearing your schedule for our kids. It's just been really great.
Thanks. Now, if I'm either a parent or actually a teen out there, and I'm wondering, well, I didn't even know about this Teen Advisory Committee, how would somebody be able to join it or, you know, take part in it?
Well, if you can find, if you go to BRIC Youth on Facebook and you send BRIC Youth a message, all those messages will come to me, and you can just message me with your contact information and what school your child is in, and we'll make sure that they get an invite to the next meeting. As you know, Mayor Ducey, I'll just let everybody else who's listening know, we've been meeting the third Wednesday of every month at about 5:30 in the BRIC Municipal Building. So we'd love to have other teen members come join us. So if they would like to RSVP to me on that Facebook page via a Facebook message, I will make sure that they get on our reminder email blast for future meetings.
Great. And why don't you tell everybody some of the things that you've been working on and we've been working on together as a group?
Awesome. Well, one program that I'm really excited about that our kids have been involved in is this hashtag BRIC United program. So it all started with a rivalry in two football teams. So, you know, we have such wonderful athletes in our town and, those wonderful athletes on both sides of town, you know, occasionally play each other, and there's a little bit of a rivalry that has existed there between both sides of town. So our kids on our committee are very big on, you know, keeping that as a fun, positive sports rivalry, and that at the end of the day, we all live in BRIC, and we're all BRIC kids. So that led to two fun projects. The one is the BRIC United clothing line that we launched at the BRIC Hero Awards, which is a really cool logo that was actually designed at the end of last year by a BRIC Memorial senior. If you're listening, Nick, thank you for that logo. You did a great job. And he designed that logo, and we brought it to Shorties and BRIC, who jazzed it up a little bit, and we printed it on shirts and unleashed it at the BRIC Hero Awards as a symbol of the fact that our town, even though you may be on the memorial side or the township side, we all live in the same town. And when you go outside of town, no one cares if you're on the township side or the memorial side. You just say, I'm from BRIC. And our kids, especially our kids who have graduated from this program, you know, they mention to us when they come back that they always say to their new friends that they're just from BRIC. No one asks if you're a memorial or township. So we're hoping to create a more positive relationship from both sides of town with that, and also with our little video series. We have a video series planned. The first one has been launched, and the video I know has been traveling along through all the schools and through social media of the BRIC Dragon and the BRIC Mustang out and about and doing things together. So there's a great video that we filmed at Papa V's, the pizza place over on the memorial side of town, about the dragon walking in and wanting a slice of pizza and then ending up sitting down with the Mustang. So we're planning on doing several videos around town with the Mustang and the dragon. So also, if you're interested in us coming by to your business or your school or your location, also send us a message on BRIC Youth. We hope to bring the series around to different parts of town and do filming in a couple different places to help share this message that we in BRIC are united.
Yeah, that's really an awesome message, because I know a lot of times, you know, we hear either I hear here at the mayor's office through email or a phone call, or some people come to council meetings and they say, you know, well, our side of town doesn't have that problem, or our side of town doesn't have this problem. And it's, you know, well, we're all one town. So, I mean, it's our town has that problem, unfortunately. And it's not about sides of town or rivalries and all. We are one brick united. So that's a really good slogan. I love the sweatshirts and the T-shirts. The design is unbelievable. And designed by a kid, that's just great. It just shows the talent that we have around Brick Township. And thank you for getting that program going.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I think we can always look to the kids to get us back to basics. And I feel like the kids always have an understanding of, you know, what's really important. And as adults, you know, we tend to get so sidetracked by other things in our life. And, you know, I think by, you know, listening to the kids and honoring their ideas and their thoughts and suggestions, I think it helps bring us back to basics. And the other element from this program for all of our listeners is that I've been traveling to the other schools and sitting down with kids during their lunches and asking them their ideas for BRIC. And it's been especially fun in the elementary schools. And we've gotten some really exciting ideas from elementary school students. And I've got a couple of highlights that I would love to read out for our listeners here tonight. Do we have a minute to do that?
Let's hear them. That's awesome.
All righty. So these are from elementary school students from kindergarten through fifth grade. All right. So these are things that would make BRIC a better place. And this is the highlight reel here. My favorite one, I'm going to lead with this one. A young gentleman said we should learn how to make gas out of cotton candy. And that would definitely save on pollution if we had cotton candy gas.
Yeah, that would make the whole world better.
Absolutely. A young girl said more sharing. We've gotten a couple suggestions to keep the neighborhoods clean. And here's a direct quote. Clean up the earth before we eat something. So, ladies and gentlemen, before you sit down to breakfast or lunch tomorrow, look around, see if you can clean up the earth before you get to it.
What's interesting is that here in the mayor's office, we do get complaints from probably some of these kids' parents about some of the different yards in town, and the people don't take care of their property, they don't cut the grass, or they store too much, you know, junk on their property, and we have to go out and send, you know, we send code enforcement out to ask, you know, help the people along and try to clean up the property, and if we give them some time, and if they don't comply, then we end up, you know, unfortunately having to bring people to court over that. So it seems like the kids, you know, kind of the same concerns as their parents do, or some of the adults.
Yeah, the kids are behind you on it.
Yep.
The kids want a clean environment. They want clean, nice grass to play in. So they're behind you on that, Mayor Ducey.
Yep.
Let's see. What else do we have here? Oh, I love this one. This is from a kindergartner. Care about everyone else.
Yeah, that would make life a lot easier for everybody.
Yeah, think about the person in the other shoes.
Yep.
Let's see what else we have. Oh, pick up garbage for the sea turtles. So BRIC has a couple of beaches, and the kids are concerned about our sea life and pollution at the beaches, and they want to make sure that people are remembering to throw away their trash so our beloved sea animals don't get hurt.
Good message.
See what else. Do your chores, Mayor Ducey. Are you doing your chores?
Unfortunately, always. I get a little bit of a break in the winter because there's not as much mowing of the grass that has to happen or cleaning up around the pool, but, constantly with chores.
Makes BRIC a better place and keeps moms happy everywhere. This one was really sweet. So I feel like in BRIC we do have a lot of kids who are very socially minded and have such, you know, loving, giving personalities. And I met a young gentleman who's a third grader at one of the elementary schools who suggests that we all work harder to give to charity. And he gave me an example that he was creating bracelets to sell on eBay to help raise money for charity. And I just thought that was sweet and entrepreneurial. And we've seen several instances of that here in town, of kids going that extra mile and going above and beyond to give back to people who aren't as fortunate as they are. And I think that's a tribute to the parents in our town, that they're, you know, raising their children to be so conscious of other people. So I applaud you parents at home for doing such a good job and raising kids who are thinking about others.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else do we have here? Oh, here's a good one. More monkey bars. So we've got a bunch. We have a bunch of monkey bars. Do you want to talk a little bit about our current park situation, Mayor Ducey?
Yeah, we just Herbertsville Park is brand new park. We just opened it in the month of October, and Angela Hibbard Park, which is over on Drum Point Road, that's going to be opening quicker than we thought. We thought it wouldn't be open to the spring, but we think we might be able to open it sometime in the middle of winter. But, you know, we may get some snow, and that might slow construction down. But because of the great weather, we're really moving along on that. And then Lake Riviera shouldn't be far behind. That we have a opening date, or the contractor is supposed to be done with that park February 27th. And we would be able to have an opening not too long after that. But again, it all depends on weather and depends on the contractors. But it's going to be great because we just have one brand new park and then two more right behind it. And then next year we're designing and building Hank Walnowski Park, which is in the Birchwood Park section, and we're designing Bernie Cook Park and Bayside Park, and those will be constructed in 2017. So we're really redoing
awesome.
Every single one of our parks. All over town, brick united, as opposed to just doing one on one side of the town or one on the other. So
that's so great. So the more monkey bars, they're coming.
Yep.
All year long. That's awesome. Oh, that's so great. Let's see, what else we have here? Oh, hover cars. They're looking for hover cars here in Brick. How do you feel about that?
We should have a hover car, and it would be great if Brick had the first hover car, first hover police vehicle around, which would help us with our crime. Great idea.
Police, this is really interesting. I thought that one of the students said this, that someone said, one of the kids said, don't say bad stuff about cops.
Really?
Yeah, that came up in one of our schools, and I appreciated that little boy felt the need to support our forces out there, keeping our town safe, and he was concerned for their hearts. So he said that he appreciated the police force, and he said that he didn't think people should say bad stuff about him. And I love that. I thought that was great. And I also think that they do deserve hover cars.
Yeah, and when you do, if you're listening to the various news about different towns or cities around the country, you do hear a lot of what you want to call, for lack of a better term, cop bashing. And luckily, we don't have that here in Brick. Everybody's very supportive of our police department. We don't have the problems that they have at other places around the country because we have such quality officers here with our police force. Last February, we had this awesome Police Appreciation Week, and it was basically putting blue light bulbs outside your house or blue ribbons on your mailbox. And I know from personal experience that Home Depot and Lowe's and the light bulb store and Target, they all ran out of blue light bulbs because so many people here in Brick. In fact, the manager at Home Depot kind of got angry with me, but he was a little bit upset, saying, why didn't you warn us a couple weeks ago that you were going to do this? So we would have ordered a lot more blue light bulbs. That's how many people were asking him about blue light bulbs when we did that week for Police Appreciation Week last February. So.
Oh, that's fabulous. Are you doing that again this year?
Yes, I think we're going to do it. We're going to pick another week sometime. Originally the idea was maybe to coincide it with Police Appreciation Week, where there's a National Police Appreciation Week. But I thought our guys are so special and do such a great job that I wanted to do it at a different time. I didn't want to coincide it with a whole national movement. I think our guys deserve their own special week, and that's what we did last year, and we'll probably pick another one, in 2016.
That's fantastic. Oh, I love it. And where can everybody find out once you pick that week? Via the Township Facebook page? Or?
Yeah, I usually announce it at a council meeting, and then we also post it on our Facebook page. And I have a Twitter account, at Mayor Ducey, and the Township has a Twitter account as well. We post it there, and we actually do press releases, too, so that some of the local papers pick it up, and so people are well-informed about it.
Awesome.
Yep.
Speaking of awesome, one of the students suggested that we get a statue of you, Mayor Ducey, and put it up in town.
I think I have to deny that request. It's a little much.
Well, and that came right after a young gentleman who suggested that we have an event for ninjas.
Nice.
I'm sure your son would enjoy that.
Yeah. Well, if Jack is four, he enjoys all sorts of... all sorts of fun things. Ninjas are part of them, yes. Can't
one
remember
of these,
the name of the TV show.
Oh, he watches a ninja TV show?
There's a TV show where the kids are, one kid turns into a cat, another one turns into a bird, I think, and they're superheroes, but then the bad guys are the ninjas. Yep, yep. I can't think of the name of it, though.
Is that Backyard Again?
I don't think so.
Oh. All right, we'll have to consider that for him. Maybe consult with him on what would go into our ninja event.
Yep.
No, this was really sweet, and I think this comment is really what this program really has been about for us and what we've been trying to accomplish. When I asked this one youngster what they thought they could contribute their ideas to make Brick better, and what was their idea to make Brick better, and this individual said, "I thought only adults could do that," and I thought that really hit home with me, because that really is what this program really has been about, and the main goal of this program is to make sure that kids understand that they are an important part of this community, and their every little bit that they can do to help make it better matters and does count. And I think it's so important to make sure that even our youngest ones really understand that, because that's how we build great citizens.
Yeah, no, that's exactly... whoever that child was, he hit exactly on the whole meaning of the program. Is that kids' ideas definitely we want to help shape our future of our town. So we take everything very, very seriously, all the suggestions. And I know one that was suggested, and you may be getting to this, and hopefully I'm not stealing your thunder, but was that Brick should have a birthday party. And why don't you tell everybody about, that, and that came from a grade schooler, right? Elementary school.
Yep, that suggestion was given to us when I had a little setup at one of the Brick beaches over the summer, and spoke with kids heading off the beach. That was a great suggestion. I really was excited when she told me that, and then I learned from you that Brick's birthday is in February.
Yes. And it was February 1850. So unfortunately, if we would have spoken to her earlier, we would have actually had on a round year, 1850 to 2015. But we didn't get the idea soon enough in order to do it in 2015. But we're looking forward to doing it in February, hopefully February 20th of 2016. We're gonna have a birthday party for Brick with some fun games, some different activities for kids, and maybe have some kids do a recital, dancing and all that type of thing. We're still working on the details, so if anybody has any ideas for it, please contact Brick Youth on Facebook and contact Colleen.
Awesome. Oh, I could also give you my email, too. That's Colleen, Colleen, at inspiritedprojects.org. That's ENSPIRITED projects, that's plural, .org. I also can take an email there in case you're not on Facebook. You can send me a real email.
That's great. What I want to ask you about, because I know we don't have a lot of time yet, and you had mentioned earlier the Brick Hero Awards, and I think it's a really... really special thing that you brought to Brick Township, and I don't know if everybody out there knows about it. So I was wondering if you to maybe wrap things up, we could talk a little bit about the Brick Hero Awards, where you got the idea, how it got started, how successful it's been, because we now have 2 years, of the Brick Hero Awards, and if you plan on doing it again, and why don't you take that, take it and run with it, the Brick Hero Awards. Let us know about that.
Sure. Well, it's a really special evening. So we came up with the Brick Hero Awards in tandem with David Siegert, who is at School-Based Services at Brick Township. And he had heard about a big Hero Awards ceremony that I believe Neil Patrick Harris had hosted, a long time ago. And it really, really hit a chord with him. And he thought that it would be great to do a version of that in the high school. So he brought the idea to me, and he said, "Hey, what do you think about this?" And I loved it, fell over myself for it. And got, you know, the schools involved and got the kids involved, and we developed the Brick Hero Awards, which basically honors people who are heroes in their everyday life. There are so many unsung heroes in our communities, people who just on a daily basis make good choices, do kind things, and help make our world better for so many people in such beautiful ways, and they don't always get the kudos that they deserve. So that's what this event is about, and it's very much tied to the schools. So we reach out to all of the principals with the help of the interim superintendent, Dr. Caldez, and we invite each principal to submit someone who should be honored from their school community, be it a student or a faculty member. And then, as you know, I talked to Mayor Ducey, as you know, and about some nominees from the town. And we put them all together, and we notify them and invite them to this beautiful event where they are awarded their very own hero cape because a trophy didn't seem cool enough. So we give everybody their very own quote-unquote golden hero cape and highlight the wonderful things that they've been doing for our community. It's important for us to be showing the people, especially the young people in our town, positive role models of what you can do in your life and how you can make a difference. And the more we celebrate that, the more we create an energy that moves in that direction. And, you know, I very much believe in being pro something. You know, instead of being anti-bullying, I believe being pro-peace. And this program hinges on that the more that we are pro-positive behavior, the more that we can inspire other people to go on that path as well. And then we get to, you know, honor people who just do such wonderful, beautiful things for our community, like little kids who've been doing hot chocolate and lemonade stands to help kids with cancer, and wonderful people who are working in our school and in our community who donate and go above and beyond and just are so generous with their time and talent. So it's been so great. We did our second Hero Awards this year, and we look forward to doing one again next year.
Yep, I look forward to it as well. It's an awesome program, and we're out of time. So I want to thank you for being my guest. But more than that, I want to thank you for everything you're doing for BRIC. As you probably know, my whole goal as being mayor of BRIC is to try to make BRIC better. And, you know, with you on board and everything you're doing, you're definitely helping us accomplish that by just making BRIC a better place. And, you know, for our kids, to have our kids have a voice and for our future. And I just really want to thank you for everything you're doing for us. And you really are helping make BRIC a better place.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be involved. I really appreciate it. It's a really great project. And thank you for being so open-minded to it.
All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. And again, for next time in January, the next radio show, I'm not sure who the next guest is going to be. But the call-in number is 347-426-3543 for next time. We didn't have anybody calling this time, but I know there was a little bit of change with the time here at the last minute. So hopefully that had the effect because I know it's an important topic and an interesting topic. And maybe next time we'll have some questions, either even about tonight and then at the next radio show. Thank you all for tuning in, and I will talk to you next time. Have a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, everybody.